Welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast. Each day we'll look at a text from the weekly readings from the Westgate Church Bulletin. We will look at background material and also application of the text. So once again, welcome to the Illuminated Word Podcast.
This is Anna Grace, and the reading today is Psalm 78, and I will be reading the first four verses. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the word of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might, and the wonders that he has done.
Today we got a treat. Anna Grace kicked us off with our podcast. She read the first four verses of Psalm 78. And you may think now, today we're scheduled to read the entire psalm. Well, that would probably take the entire podcast to read the whole psalm. So today I want to give you just an overview of what this psalm is all about. This psalm really is for teaching. The Hebrew people are really big about teaching the next generation what God had done, because they knew they were one generation away from apostasy, which is exactly what happened, was the nation apostatized at different points. And what I mean by that is they fell away from the faith because they forgot God's good works and his good commandments. And so they were dead set not to make that mistake again. They were going to teach their children. They were going to ground their children. I think that's something we can learn in our own experience, is to ground our children and tell them the good things God has done, and to warn them about the dangers of falling away and the dangers of sin. And that's exactly what this psalm does. So the psalm reminds them in different sections. So if you're breaking this down, there's an introduction, verses 1 through 8, which is wisdom. You know, it's wise to look back. It's wise to look at the history of what God's done. Then verses 9 through 39 is one segment of history. And then verses 40 through 72 is another segment of history. And it all begins with God's acts in Egypt. So there's this teaching there where the psalmist is saying, okay, go back. Don't forget what God did in Egypt. Egypt, now we know the call of Abraham is the beginning of the Jewish people. That's where they got their start. But the shaping event of Israel was the Exodus. That's where, in essence, they became this nation, this pilgrim nation on the way to the promised land, being led by Moses. And they had all the great acts. So the psalmist brings out the Red Sea crossing. The psalmist brings out the water from the rock. The psalmist brings out the manna that they were fed from heaven. Literally, heavenly food came to them. God fed them on this pilgrim pathway. He also talks about the idea of rejection, where Israel had these covenant failures, and then the consequences of God rebuking them. So there's the negative aspect of God punishing his people for rebellion. So he's reminding them, okay, the past, here's the good things I've done for you. You have been rebellious, but I still have shown you compassion and mercy, even though you didn't deserve it. And that's kind of what this psalm is all about. Well, how does that apply to us? As we think about in the modern context, how do we assimilate Psalm 78 into our life? And I would say it's a very good psalm when it comes to your Christian walk. Now, tomorrow our reading is going to be from 1 Peter chapter 2, I'm sorry. And in that, we're going to talk about being resident aliens in exile, much like Israel. So here we are, God's pilgrim people on the way to our heavenly home. And we too have a story much like Israel. So I want you to think with me for just a minute. And I'm pulling this from Scripture. This is how Scripture looks at our story. The Apostle Paul, in places like 1 Corinthians chapter 10, tells us this. And also in John chapter 6, Jesus talks about the very same thing. So here's my point for Christians. You were in slavery. You were in slavery to sin, according to Romans chapter 8 and also Romans chapter 6 and John chapter 8. We were slaves to sin. God came and liberated us from our sin. We had a Red Sea crossing. We had a water event, your baptism. And in your baptism, you went into the water and you came out freed from the bondage of sin by the working of the Holy Spirit. So in your baptism, you received this gift of the Holy Spirit, this gift of liberation. And so now you're free from sin and you're on this pilgrim pathway. And then Christ is the rock in the wilderness that waters us. So we feed from Christ. Jesus is the manna. Remember, Jesus says, I am the bread that came from heaven in John 6. There's this deep soul longing that we have that nothing in this world can satiate. There's nothing in this world that can fill the God-shaped hole, and Christ fills that. So when we come to Christ in baptism and we're birthed into the heart of the local church, it's through the teaching of the Word of God. It's through the partaking of the Lord's Supper. It's all of those things that God does for us to feed us on this pilgrim pathway. We need other Christians. Their life and fellowship feed us on this pilgrim pathway. So see it as we are like Israel in many ways, and we can take heed to these warnings. We need to remember how God saved us from our sin. Remember that God feeds us on this pilgrim pathway. He gives us the Holy Spirit to overcome sin. We're not left as orphans, but He's with us on this pilgrim pathway until one day we reach our final destination, kind of like our promised land, the new heavens, the new earth, where we'll be with Christ for all eternity. And so on that pilgrim pathway, don't let us forget these stories. These stories of Israel are actually our stories. The story of the Exodus is our story. We're God's children too. In some sense, we're right there with them. When we think of the Lord's Supper, when was it instituted? It was instituted on Passover, which was a feast to celebrate the passing over the death angel and the 10th plague. So this, we are ingrained into this story of Israel. It is our story. So let us remember that we're on this pilgrim pathway. We are walking with God, and He will see us home, and He's feeding us along the way by water from the rock, which is Jesus Christ, and bread from heaven, which is Christ Jesus also. So I hope this has made sense to you, Psalm 78, what this is really all about, and how you can take this and apply this to your life. And I hope you join me tomorrow as we talk more in depth about being exiles in this world and what that looks like. That, you know, we sing this song sometimes, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. In some sense, I agree with parts of that song's theology, but I think it's probably could be nuanced a little bit. We shouldn't be escapist in our mentality that we're just escaping out of this world. We're here to bless others, and we're going to talk more about that tomorrow in depth. But thank you for tuning in, and hope you join us tomorrow for that conversation about being resident aliens in this world. God bless.